You're listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio. If you'd like to find out more information, go to rockersinrecovery.com or Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Hey, hey, it's John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. A little bit about Rockers in Recovery. We are a media organization that is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education. We do this through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. Of course, you can come to rockersinrecovery.com and check out the About tab at the top, and you'll find out all kinds of information. Tonight, we have a great guest, Daniel Holt, who has been, part of Rockers in Recovery, especially the music festival, since the very first one. Him and Drew Preston and Johnny Burke came out, along with the rest of the guys from Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and that was February 12, 2011, and that was our first show. And again, what we're here to be able to do is provide a service of education, and we do that through music and getting people together and organizing a way for people to find out more information on how they can help a loved one or maybe help themselves. So we're going to get Daniel on. Daniel, how you doing tonight, brother?
Good to hear your voice, John. I'm missing it.
I miss you too, brother. Hey, listen, we had a blast in Maine, huh?
That was pretty awesome. The stuff you do, the reaching out, the bringing the message to way out in the where it's really needed, you know, in areas that aren't covered and inundated, where people are really struggling, that don't have the resources, the comfort, the hope that you bring into town. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, listen, we all do it together, man. You know, it was a vision that all came together back then, 25 concert productions later and festivals later. And meet and greets and being able to help everybody. It's all of us together, man. We do it all together. And, you know, the sponsors make it all happen, the corporate sponsors. And that way we can make it free and make it, affordable. Free is affordable, buddy.
I love that stuff. And I love some of those guys showing up at the Recovery Cafe and stuff like that, meeting some of the people from the shores and things. It was very cool.
Yeah, it was
cool. So many good hearts and souls. I don't know, you know, it's another gift that I never even expected. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, you listen, let's talk a little bit about music, man. What made you start out your musical career? Was it like you woke up one day and said, I want to play, or what happened?
No, out in L.A., I had some friends that needed a bass player, and it was the easiest instrument, and they just said, here, we need you to pluck on this, you know. And I was terrified. And a horrible experience, but had some fun, and they encouraged me, and I kept at it. But, man, those people you met, I was really lucky when I got clean to bump into people like Drew and Johnny B and I think Ralph DiCurzio on drums, Philip Bethel, keyboards, yeah. All, like, amazingly accomplished musicians in their own right, and all solid, clean recovery and having a great time. And I didn't think that was possible.
it's funny when you get, I know from what I've heard and what you've told me that your music really excelled for you after you got clean.
Oh, in a whole different, you know, it was great. Like talking with Andy Pace and stuff and sharing the same things of, getting clean and then not, and not realizing what could be done and what kind of fun and enjoyment could be had. And, oh, my God, you know, the fear that we go through as humans, you know. There was a girl, I'll tell you something, John, that I was at a meeting tonight, and there was a girl there, a lady who had just come in, and it was her first day, and all she could say was, my name's so-and-so, and I'm an alcoholic. And she broke down crying, and she said, "That's the first time I said it out loud, and I need to be here." And I totally identified with that that shattered soul I'm acquainted with, you know, where the world is just too huge, too many problems and too much devastation and too much darkness that I never thought getting into recovery or a meeting could help, could solve in any way. What a gift.
It is. You know? I mean, when you think about the whole process.
Oh my God!
of getting to that first meeting, you know, dying, without having, you know, hey, listen, we all have consequences. We all have consequences. We got to, you know, clean up, and you know, but getting to that first meeting was a huge experience.
Huge, it really blew my mind because I didn't think one meeting. Or one little thing, or one book, you know, NA or AA or any of that. I didn't think any of these meetings weren't going to solve my world of devastation. There wasn't a chance. There wasn't a hope, you know. But the miracles, just the fact that I got there and said something and started the prayer and came back the next day and I still hadn't used or had a drink, you know, day two. And all my problems didn't go away, but after a little while on the inside, I wasn't so shattered. And I don't know, you know, all these other problems and things that I thought were weighing me down, they eventually take care of themselves. And I don't know, man, it just brings me back to the gratitude. And the thing that we can take the message out now and share with other people and actually have fun and love, like at the festivals you do and interacting with some of these people, what a blessing. I'd never thought that. Those are the gifts and the values that...
Yeah, I was reading your clean date. It's 10-10-98.
Yeah,
and that wasn't planned, was it?
No, man.
So what happened on 10? What happened on 10-10-98 that made a difference? Maybe you know there's somebody out there that's on the fence. What made that difference?
I gave up. I gave up. You know, I was too much of a... I never had any success trying to OD, and I kept waking up, and I was too much of a wuss to kill myself. Hmm. And I just gave up completely. I said, I don't freaking care anymore. I got out of the last detox and said, do with me whatever you will, you know? And I'm going to take it one damn minute at a time.
And that's added up?
And it's added up. I just celebrated like 18 years of adding it up one minute at a time. And I'm laughing. I'm laughing today. And I love, you know, life is really freaking amazing, wonderful on a daily basis. I never, it's absurd, John, you know this.
Mm. You know, I'm really looking forward to having you down here for the festival and being a part of the meet and greet the night before and hanging out. I think people, you know, people that really get, because I love to get some time with you. I don't usually get that at the festivals down here, but in Maine, I got to be able to hang out with you for a little while and,
definitely,
you know, spend a half a day with you. And it was really, really, really good, you know what I mean? And I think more people need to learn who Daniel's all about because you got a great spiritual sense to you and a very, very humble dude and filled with love, man. It's a beautiful experience to hang out with you, bro.
Everyone I bumped to, it was beautiful spending time with you, meeting Tim and seeing your boy in action and Paul, all these people. Oh, my God. You know, it's just great. It's a great thing. And I look forward to it any minute. You know that. Anything I can do, anytime, I'll get in the car and drive. You're worth it, man.
You're the best, bro. Hey,
are you getting in? I know that main thing was what's your next move besides the big ones? Are you stretching out into the?
Yeah, well, we have. We're coming up on
more sticks.
We got. Well, listen, we got the second annual Maine event that's going to happen at the end of September, and then we're doing September 9th. We're doing for Recovery Month. We're doing an event, a huge event in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so that's going to be – that's the first one, you know, being in Pennsylvania and doing
– you're breaking ground.
Yeah, man, it's been very interesting to watch it all kind of like blossom over the last couple of years, because it's, you know, a totally different direction than, you know, at one point my ego was letting it go. And I had some people that stepped in and said, hey, listen, you need to change your thought process, buddy.
Oh, man. It's like you said, though, it's such a wee thing. And it seems the time is always even more right. You know what I mean? It's always right now. And everyone seems to be crying out for the help and the healing that no one knows is available or possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, in closing, you got about 4 minutes left now, but in closing, if you had somebody out there that was a family member struggling with an addict, or you had somebody out there that was on the fence, what would you say to them? What would you say to them right now?
Anybody, anytime, any place that's hurting and needs help, call me. My number is 802-365-7541, and I got no life. I'm loving it. I'd love to get your call anytime, any place, because there is so much help and hope. There's a life waiting for you, man, and it doesn't have to be the one you're in right now.
Wow. Good stuff, man. And at this point, would you say that what are you doing? I mean, are you playing out, or what are some of the things that you're doing musically right now?
Not a lot. I play with a couple friends out here because I'm up on a mountain out in the sticks. I feed raccoons and yell at chipmunks and stuff, you know.
Take pictures of moose.
Dude, there was a moose in my yard the other day. It's this stuff blows my mind. I'm on the West Coast end of November to play with some friends, a gratitude and Thanksgiving thing, so that's going to be fun. And looking forward to any time I can get together with anyone anywhere. You know?
Love it, man. Love it. Well, listen, we again thank you for all the support you give us. And most importantly, you can check out Daniel Holt on Facebook. You can't miss him. He's a great dude. Get to know him. And most importantly, we're, of course, going to have the festival. It is February 10th for the meet and greet. February 11th is the Rockers and Recovery Music Fest. Starts at 11 a.m. with four keynote speakers, 15 minutes each. And then we kick off the music at noontime and go until 5. And there's a huge thing going on that we're going to talk about here coming up, too, that's going to follow up that festival. So we got a lot of stuff and surprise coming up. So we're glad that everybody's tuning in and being a part of Rockers in Recovery Radio. Check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. Daniel, I want to thank you for being on the show, brother.
Love you, John.
Love you, too, bro. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right, man. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Again, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. If you don't know what we're about, Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. Please check us out at rockersinrecovery.com and click on About, and you'll find out more information. Have a great night, and thank you. Thank you again for tuning in.